Today, the nation's largest health insurance company slammed Medicare for All, and we'll tell you what they said. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 16th day of April. Thanks, as always, everybody, for being with us. Hey, if you're looking for a good-paying job, look to the trades. Streaming competition heats up, and Netflix adds a boatload of subscribers. Another week, another Facebook scandal. In Des Moines, there are 24 Quick Trip convenience stores. Soon, that number will drop. Blue Bunny Ice Cream is headed east? Yeah. Also today, 10 minutes with 2020 presidential hopeful and former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro. And then, what happens when the Iowa legislature shortchanges public school funding? Nonprofits swoop in to help fill the gap. Kristen Arnold from Anowam and the One Run 2019, a different kind of fundraiser. The business news, though, that's coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thanks again, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Business News Hour, the Tuesday edition. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I am at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, most, if not all, health insurance companies have been quiet when the topic of Medicare for All comes up in the political debate. Well, that ended today as the nation's largest health care insurer, United Healthcare, slammed the idea and said, quote, Medicare for All would create a wholesale disruption of American health care, end quote. As a source of coverage, United Health is almost as large as Medicare itself. It provides health insurance services to 49 million people and last year recorded revenue of $226 billion. Along with insurance, it operates physician practices, sells consulting and data services, and administers drug benefits. It also covers millions of people in the private sector versions of Medicare and Medicaid and just recently pulled out of the Iowa Medicaid Managed Care Program because the company said it was losing too much money. Today, United Healthcare CEO David Wichmann, who last year had a total compensation package of $17.3 million, said, quote, the options are clear between a government-sponsored or government-run system and the one we have to offer. And he added, quote, Medicare for All would surely have a severe impact on the economy and jobs, all without fundamentally increasing access to care, end quote. So, why would Wichmann and United Healthcare speak up now? Perhaps it's in response to what happened last night during a Fox News town hall event with Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who is running to become president in 2020 and is one of the staunchest critics of the current U.S. healthcare system and a constant advocate for Medicare for All. Here's what happened. Fox anchor Bret Baier asked the audience at the event to raise their hands if they had private health insurance from an employer. Then he went on to say, now, those of you, how many are willing to transition to what the senator says is a government-run system? That's what the question was. And what happened? Well, there were cheers in the room as people raised their hands, and afterward, Sanders posted a clip from the event tweeting, quote, raise your hand if you're sick and tired of your private health insurance company, end quote. And last week, Sanders specifically called out United Health, saying in an April 12th tweet, quote, your greed is going to end, end quote. You know, sometimes when people or companies feel as if they are behind on the whole world of public opinion, they come out fighting. Hence, Mr. Wichmann and his comments. You know, you can see this coming from a mile away. As more and more people struggle to pay for college and their ever-expanding student loan, the trades have become a great place to get a great-paying job and escape debt. Trade schools are now touting how blue-collar professionals like plumbers, electricians, and mechanics make more money than workers whose roles required bachelor's degrees. While the average pay of some of those occupations totals about $52,000, specialized jobs, including aircraft mechanics and heavy equipment technicians and others, can surpass $100,000 a year. Bloomberg reported plumbers in Atlanta earn $90,000 in wages and commissions. That's 70% higher than the region's average income. Though college grads still earned more than their non-graduate peers, avoiding student debt could make trade schools more appealing. Many trade programs are covered in part by employers, unions, and state-sponsored programs in Michigan and Georgia offer trade degrees tuition-free. Price, it seems, is no barrier when it comes to streaming content. Give it another leg up for convenience. Netflix, who just had their biggest price increase ever and gets ready for challenges from Disney and Apple, reported that the company added 9.6 million subscribers worldwide during the opening 3 months of the year, topping the projections of both Netflix's own management and the analysts that steer investors' expectations. The first quarter surge left Netflix with nearly 149 million subscribers through March. Netflix performance may help ease any worries related to a recent price hike that raised the cost of its most popular plan to $13 a month. That was a $2 a month increase. New subscribers had to start paying that higher price in January, but it only recently started to hit existing customers. Well, it seems that if it's not Wells Fargo in a new scandal, it's Facebook. And today the bank got a reprieve as Facebook is finding itself in even more hot water. Today, NBC News released about 4,000 pages of leaked documents that indicate Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook oversaw plans to consolidate the social network's power and control competitors by treating its users' data as a bargaining chip while publicly proclaiming to be protecting that data. The documents, which include emails, web chats, presentations, spreadsheets, and meeting summaries, show how Zuckerberg, along with his board and management team, found ways to tap Facebook's trove of user data, including information about friends, relationships, and photos as leverage over companies it partnered with. In some cases, Facebook would reward favored companies by giving them access to the data of its users. In other cases, it would deny user data to rival companies or apps. For example, Facebook gave Amazon extended access to user data because it was spending money on Facebook advertising and partnering with the social media network on the launch of its Fire smartphone. In another case, Facebook discussed cutting off access to user data for a messaging app that had grown too popular and was viewed as a competitor. And then there were 21. Tulsa, Oklahoma-based Quick Trip today announced it will close the Des Moines Metro convenience store on Euclid after they opened one nearby. The company also said they will sell three more, one in Urbandale, one in Johnston, and one in Windsor Heights. No word on who the buyers might be. Like any business, the company said they always review stores and their profitability before making a decision to continue. Today we learned that Iowa's Wells Enterprises, the maker of Blue Bunny ice cream, has purchased a New York competitor in an attempt to expand its manufacturing capacity. The Lamar's-based company said its purchase of Fieldbrook Foods enables the company to better meet its East Coast customer demand. No purchase price was disclosed. According to a press release, Wells is the number three ice cream manufacturer in the United States, with a strong house of brands that includes Blue Bunny, along with private label and co-pack businesses. Fieldbrook has two production facilities, one in Dunkirk, New York, and another in Lakewood, New Jersey. Stocks ended higher today as the corporate earnings season kicked into high gear. The Dow ended the day up 67 points to close at 26,452 as Boeing gained 1.7%. Shares of the aerospace giant rose after the Federal Aviation Administration said in a report that an update to the 737 MAX software is, quote, operationally suitable, end quote. The NASDAQ advanced by 0.3% to end the day at 8,000 even, while the S&P 500 eked out its 12th gain in 14 sessions as the financial sector outperformed. While the S&P 500 added fractionally, it did inch closer to 2940. That would be a record that it set back in late September. Gold lost $11.80 on the trade and ended the day at $1,279.50 an ounce. Oil was up 93 cents to $64.33 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note climbed just a bit, paying 2.59%. When we come back, 10 minutes with 2020 presidential contender and former Housing and Human Services Secretary Julian Castro. Mr. Castro is in Iowa and last night met with an energized group of Iowans who make up the Iowa Asian Latino Coalition. Julian Castro, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.